The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. If you were listening to Sean Moncrief earlier today, you will have heard Henry McKean bringing you a very special report. Here is a little taster of it. Henry on the streets of Dublin asking people if they admit to peeing in the shower.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. It's sterile.
Have you urinated in the shower?
Yeah.
Often?
Oh, I don't know about often.
And is it the water, the trickling of the water?
I'm 62 years old, I go all the time.
So how often would you urinate daily, roughly?
Oh, not in the shower, just daily?
Daily.
Six times.
Pipes are pipes and that's about it.
Pipes are pipes?
Yeah.
Just one big pipe?
Yeah, it all goes to the drain and I wash it with water anyway, so there's no problem for me.
Technically, it is hygienical, but it's pretty gross.
I think it's perfectly fine.
I agree, I don't think it's unhygienic. The water is being washed away as you tinkle.
Have you had a tinkle in the shower?
Not today.
But it has happened.
Historically, I would confirm, so yes.
Well, I think it's just fine to urinate in the shower. I think everyone does.
People around the world do it. It's common.
You do it?
Of course I do it. It gives you your interior body temperature.
What do you mean by that?
You can feel it going down your legs and it's warm. It tells you what your temperature inside your body is. It's just normal.
So when it trickles down your leg, you know how warm you are or cold you are?
It just shows me how warm inside of me is.
Well, I think there's an expression that we've heard before. It's as easy as peeing in the shower, so it must be pretty common.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I absolutely love that. As in, that woman takes her temperature by peeing on herself in the shower. I must remember that the next time the kids complain to feeling a bit sick. Sam, have a slash in your legs there. We'll find out if you're really that ill. Anyway, quite a few women in that little vox pop from Henry McKean who admit to peeing in the shower themselves. But should they? Because all of this whole debate started with a TikTok video posted by Dr. Alicia Jeffrey-Thomas. She is a pelvic floor physical therapist and joins me now. Alicia, you're very welcome to the show. Should women pee in the shower?
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I mean, my way of looking at this is I work with people with overactive bladder or people who experience urge urinary incontinence, which is where they might pee their pants or leak urine before they can make it to the toilet. And so when I work with these people, we look at what common triggers are for that type of leakage. And one of them often tends to be the sound of running water. And so when we look at things that might be training your brain to think about urinating at the sound of running water, we think about people who pee in the shower. And oftentimes, when I tell people to stop peeing in the shower, they notice an improvement in their ability to hold their urine when they hear the sound of running water.
So this is kind of a Pavlovian response. Is that what you're talking about?
Basically, yeah. So you kind of learn to associate that sound of running water even when that specific trigger isn't there.
And how quickly can people unlearn it?
You know, I've seen people turn it around within a couple of weeks, and it's usually not the only thing that they change. We're usually pairing that with making some other behavioral changes, like maybe reducing the amount of, you know, soda or coffee or something that they're drinking that might also be contributing to their overactive bladder. But I've definitely seen people make a difference pretty quickly.
And I mean, given they can unlearn it that quick, they can learn it that quick again. I mentioned my kids there, but they're still at the kind of the bathing age as opposed to standing in the shower. I mean, once they start having a shower, that they will probably learn this association fairly quickly, will they?
If you give in and you say, oh, I feel this urge, I'm just going to go ahead and go, it doesn't take very long.
Oh, sorry, Alicia, I should be clear. Yeah, you use the word if there. I mean, the odd time they do have a shower, I tell them just have at it. Absolutely, go for it.
Oh, I mean, so yeah, it's not something that I would recommend. I would always recommend if you feel an urge to go before you get into the shower, definitely go beforehand. And if you feel the urge while you're in the shower, try to hold back until you're done showering and then go in the toilet. That way you're avoiding that connection. Happening.
Okay, and I'm just thinking about creating that connection as well, because what a lot of people do is they'll turn on the shower, and then because, you know, sometimes it comes out really hot or really cold first, it can take 30 seconds to just get to the right temperature. They maybe will use the toilet. They're not necessarily a complete monster like myself and just, you know, we in the shower. They will use a toilet, but I guess the association will still be created, will it, if the running water is right beside them?
So I also tell people to avoid that. It's basically like pee in the toilet, then turn on the water.
And it's interesting as well. Some of the people speaking on the street to our reporter, Henry, kind of suggested it was good for you, though, to pee in the shower, that there was kind of something healthy and hygienic about it. Is that the case?
I wouldn't say that it's healthy or hygienic. I think usually the argument that people make is that, you know, hey, it's just going down the pipes. You know, you can save water by saving a flush in the toilet. But I definitely wouldn't say that there's anything hygienic, especially, you know, I mean, you want to make sure that you're immediately rinsing after yourself if you are going in the shower, because that can also, you know, create some issues with your tile in your shower and things like that if you don't.
Alicia, I mean, I'm struck listening to all of this. This is just further evidence that it really is a man's world that we live in, isn't it?
Well, yeah. And then, because you could also look at this from the other perspective of, you know, men are designed to pee standing up, right? And so they have this extra support to their bladder from the prostate. And so it's okay for them to urinate standing up. But really, you know, women or people who have that anatomy should not pee in a standing position, because it means that their pelvic floor muscles won't relax appropriately. And so they're not emptying their bladder as well as they could be. So even if they are going to pee in the shower, I would say definitely like squat all the way down to the ground so that you are fully relaxing those muscles.
Oh, what if you do the kind of the power pose, you know, the kind of one leg up on the side of the bath or something? Can a woman fully evacuate doing that?
It's still not the most relaxed pose. You're kind of halfway to the squat, right? And so you want to make sure that if you are going to do this, that you're squatting all the way to the ground. That halfway pose can lead to some mismatch in the relaxation of the pelvic floor muscles.
All right. If you're weak-willed like me, women of Ireland, Manana Heron, and you're still going to wee in the shower, do the full squat, as Alicia says. Niamh is after texting in. Alicia, as a lifelong peer in the shower, what should I do now to fix my assumed broken pelvic floor?
Well, I mean, so I would definitely say, you know, you can try urinating before you ever turn on the water to get into the shower, right? If you feel the urge to go to the bathroom while you're in the shower, you can try doing a couple of Kegel exercises where you're contracting the pelvic floor muscles. You can try taking a couple of diaphragmatic breaths, and you can try doing something that's like mentally distracting. Like I usually use the example of counting back from 100 by 7s or something to distract your brain away from feeling like you have to pee. And oftentimes those things will kind of reduce the intensity of the urge to go so that you can finish your shower, finish what you're doing, and then get out and urinate in the toilet.
Well, Alicia, it's been an absolute pleasure, and thanks a million for joining us. Dr. Alicia Jeffrey-Thomas is a pelvic floor physical therapist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.